Hello, loves, and welcome to the Introverts Toolbox, the podcast for introverts who feel like the world's kind of fucked up, where the biggest and craziest people get all the success, and we're left wondering, like, oh my god, what the hell do we do? My name's Karen Hewitt, and I am your host, and we're going to go over systems, methods, and skills you can use as an introvert to be authentically you and be successful. So, subscribe and share this on your social media, and don't forget to give us 5 stars, and let's get started.
Hello, 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 my loves. My name is Karen Hewitt, and I am your host, and this is the Introverts Toolbox. And today we're going to be talking about effective communication strategies because, you know, we are not shy and quiet. We're not like we're little Bodhi Myrtle from Harry Potter. It's like, oh, I don't know. I need that. That's not what an introvert is. Introverts have to do with how we recharge ourselves after we're in one of those situations. So let's have a conversation about what we can do to improve ourselves and how we can bring ourselves more confidence, more structure, and also maybe reduce a little bit of that recharging time. Now, I don't know if you're anything like me. I am a very typical introvert. I am very quiet. And I fade into the background a lot, especially at events. I tend to stay at the back of the room. I tend to be very, very observant. Okay. And this is actually a skill set. This is a strength that introverts have. It's our ability to be observant. But another piece that comes along with that is we are very, very good at something called active listening. Now, what is active listening? Active listening is paying attention to what people are saying, taking into account their thoughts and what they're expressing, processing it, and then giving a thoughtful response. Now, here's where the stress part comes in. We feel like we have to immediately respond, like, I just finished talking. Let's talk now. No. I want you to take a couple of tips, and these are very simple things that you can put into your life that allow you to engage in active listening while giving yourself processing time, as well as giving thoughtful response. Now, I've been very open. One of the things, and then I'm going to explain this real quick, because one of the things I've discovered about myself in the last year, which is why we're having had a little bit of a problem and we're back with the introverts toolbox, is I recently found out I am ADHD and autistic. So my processing time is a little different, but I sometimes speak too quickly to show that I really care. So I've had to learn to slow down. So here's things that you can do. That's interesting. Why do you say that? How did you find that out? Where did that realization come from? Oh, how did you learn about that? Where did you see this? These are all reflective questions where you're not really giving an opinion, but you are asking them to delve deeper into the story. This also allows them to monopolize the conversation, talk 3 times to your one without feeling on the spot. And as they're giving you more information, continue to process what they're giving you. So when it comes down to active listening, there's really 3 skill sets that you're having here. One is paraphrasing. Another is questions. And the last one is empathetic listening. So I'm giving you 2 examples. All right. The empathetic is, I see. Okay. That's interesting. Now, if you use that one too much, it really sounds like you're tuning them out. Ooh, flower. Yeah. It sounds like you're tuning out. So you have to be very limited with that empathetic listening skill. You have to listen, but your responses need to be cooler and toned down, because if you use a lot of them, they think you're tuning out. Clarifying questions is my go-to. And that is that's interesting. Where did you find that out? What did you think of that? Oh, how did that happen? Oh, what happened next? When did this happen? Oh my goodness, and what did you do then? These are clarifying questions, or questions to help them improve or further the story that they are telling you. You can also paraphrase what they told you. For example, oh, so what happened when you went into the store to buy that shirt? It's a really nice shirt. Oh, well, tell me what happened next in that board meeting. I mean, you're telling me that you said A and B because they were suggesting this. I can see your logic. But you continue to ask them to bring up more to the table. You continue to ask them to share more and give more. This active listening skill is something that I would highly recommend any introvert really lean into. You already have the skill. It's already there. That process is already where it needs to be. What you just need to do is you need to lean in so you can dig down and get more skilled at it and more productive with it. What this does for you as an introvert is it allows the other person to talk three times as much and you to interact a quarter of the time. This should, in theory, limit how much recharge time you do need, because you've had to be present 25% of the conversation instead of 50 or 60 or 75%. It stops you having to carry the conversation, and it allows you to do what you're best at: observe and listen. My second tip is about setting your boundaries. Oh my gosh, this is the hardest one for any introvert that I have ever met to learn, okay? So setting your boundaries in many different ways, especially when you're doing communication. You are going to have different people who have different styles of communication. And for example, you may have someone who texts you one word at a time or sends you 50,000 emails for something that could have been done in two sentences, or they call you for every little detail and they expect to take 2-minute phone calls 8 times in an hour in order to get something achieved. This is challenging because an introvert, I don't know about you, but I'm not one for confrontation. It really stresses me out. It makes me feel like... Hi, I love the information that you're giving me. Can we please condense it to one email so I can use it more effectively? Thank you. Absolutely, we should discuss this. Let's set up a time where we can have a 15-minute conversation later so I can continue with everything else I need to do today. You know, I would love to stay in chat. I have to run to this other meeting. I have to run to this other appointment. I have to go get groceries, whatever your reason is. How about we set time aside to have coffee next week? Protect your energy. Your energy is important. And if you let other people run it down all the time, you're going to end up in burnout. Now, I actually thought I had a lot of introverted burnout. It turned out, like I told you before, found out I'm autistic and ADHD. It's a little bit of an ADHD and autistic burnout too, because I wasn't protecting my boundaries. I was allowing people to monopolize my time and have myself on speed dial 24/7. I am not on speed dial 24/7 for nobody. Well, my kids. You always have somebody that you're on speed dial 24/7 for. But I started to set my boundaries. And that's what I want you to do as well in these communications and get more effective at it. Let people know what you expect and how you want to be communicated with. At the same time, what you don't want to do is go, oh my gosh, you're so stupid. Why do you have to send me 50 emails? Hey, I love all these ideas. Can we compress them into one email so I can go through it later today? I want to make sure I pay attention to all these things that you're putting on the table. Guess what? They're like, oh, they like my, even if you don't love all their ideas, telling them that you want to pay attention so you can look at them properly, all on the table, that actually makes them feel good. And you want to do that. You want to protect your boundaries as well as giving yourself that opportunity to set up something that works better for you. And here's my third and final tip for this. And that is, I want you to harness mediums that work for you. Okay. So for me, I love to write. Okay. I love to write. Writing is easy. I do emails. I do letters. I write long posts, blog articles, interview articles, all these different things. I love to write because it allows me to get my point of view across clearly and concisely without having to worry about the energy. I also love to do videos. And you know why I do videos? Because this is a conversation with me and my computer screen right now. And in my head, I'm actually talking to you because I know you're struggling with these same things that I have struggled with. I know you're feeling these stresses and these things that are coming on you. But the energy is me talking to my computer screen. It's not me trying to talk to you in a busy coffee shop with 1,001 things going on around me where I feel overwhelmed by the sound and the pressure. And do I do this right? Or, you know, cause I, you'll notice there's a couple of edits cause I had to scratch my foot. It's like, if I was in a person situation with you and my foot started to itch, I'd be like, my foot. And it doesn't allow me to actively listen to what you have to say. So I want you to take these three techniques for better and be more effective with your social communication and really play on them. Become that effective listener, and you know, that active listener, the one that gives that feedback and listens, and you end up speaking 25% of the time rather than 50. People aren't going to notice that you're not inputting the conversation because your input will be more valuable because you processed and developed good, clean, concise answers that showed you paid attention. One of my favorite reasons I know that this works is, you know what someone said to me? And I bet they've said this to you. If you're an introvert, I bet they've said this to you. You don't often say things, but when you do, we need to listen. It's because I take all that information from around me and process it and learn it and find it and develop it, so that my answer can give the best potential outcome. Then I want you to set your boundaries. Your boundaries are allowed. No is a complete sentence, and you can do those things, and you should do those things, and I'm proud of you. Choose how you communicate, when you communicate, and where you communicate. The only answer that is not acceptable is, I'm never talking to anyone, go away. Because I want you to have friends and relationships and develop co-working things, but you need to do it on your time frame. Look where you can give and take from that, okay? And third, find out which communication moves the best for you. Is it writing? Is it video? Is it talking one-on-one in a small room? Is it where you text? Discover that and embrace it. I hope these tips are useful. Let me know which tip you're going to take on and how you're going to use it. And join us for the next episode of the Introverts Toolbox. Talk to you soon. Bye, loves.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Introverts Toolbox. Don't forget to like and subscribe. And you know what? I want to know, what is one thing you learned today? Is there something that you're going to take and use in your life or your business? Let me know below.